Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. No Oompa bands, just really awesome deals on the car you want during Cartoberfest. Going on now, only at Honda North. This is the Rock Station. 97.7 WLER FM Butler Cranberry. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to another edition of our local music show. It's called Grassroots here on the Rock Station 97.7. I'm Bob Kupp along with Shady Lady Productions' own Utah Burgess. Utah, welcome back to the studio.
Yeah, we haven't been at this for a little while, have we? We've been so busy that we had to pre-record a bunch of shows, and now we're back in here. Took a while to figure out how to turn things on.
And what to talk about and what show I was recording, because I've even had to pre-record the Rock Fabrique for a while because of football games. So
We were leapfrogging shows and we had to do all kinds of things, but we got through it.
Yeah.
And so you had a good time. That's part of why we had to do it.
Well, yeah, got to go to Nashville for the first time ever with a group of friends. And wow, what a scene that is. And caught up with an old friend named Mike Angert, who was part of Highway 4. And Mike is doing quite well for himself down in Nashville and playing 5 days a week, playing his guitar for a living. And then he was leaving Nashville to go do a show in Vegas. So, yeah, he's doing well. I did not get to personally catch up with Elena down there, but we were talking the entire weekend, and I was literally like 10 minutes away from her. Just couldn't get there, and I want to send condolences out. She lost a family member as well and has kind of been bouncing back and forth to different cities, but our thoughts are with her too. And then I tried to catch up with one other friend who used to play up in this scene, is down there, and he told me what place to go and how good their pizza was, and the band was there, but he wasn't. So I don't know what happened to him, but we got to see a really good band. So, boy, the musicianship down there is just pretty impressive, and it's just a melting pot. It's almost – I almost feel for some of the musicians. I know they're having a great time playing, but I think I like this scene a little bit. It's a little, you know, it's a little more comfortable, but still it holds a candle to what's going on down there with regard to the talent. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, but it's like 24/7 music down there.
It
right?
is
24/7,
not six to 10 or 6 to 11 like here. But what a neat town! So if you've never been there, I recommend my next one. The next target that I've circled is, you know, I've seen the Seattle scene, New York, Asbury Park, Austin is going to be next up.
Oh, that would be a fun one, without a doubt.
Yeah, but we've got a lot going on here. We want to thank everybody that had attended Zeele on Tap, our final Rock Down Right tour stop of the year. I want to thank everybody that attended those events, and we're working hard on that already for next year. As a matter of fact, the meetings are underway for Band Jam. So if you are struggling with the weather out there and want to think warm, just circle that calendar for the second week of July, because we're working on the bands and everything surrounding that event.
Coming at you, Bob. Coming at you. Band Jam 2019.
Utah's throwing lists at me already. Yeah, there's only 135 on there right now.
And we have 20 spots, yeah.
Yeah.
It's harder than the grassy anymore. So.
It really has become that. Yeah, and we used to fret over the grassy. I mean, we still fret over the grassy. But, this is a challenge. But you know what? That's a good challenge. And we appreciate the fact that so many people out there are listening and want to be a part of it. That's very special.
And, you know, at the end of the day, it does come down to the people who do want to truly be a part of it and help it grow and climb on board with what we're doing. And we have to take that seriously into consideration. And we try to bring people back who have played in the past that, have done well for us. And we try to keep our mainstays on, and we try to introduce new people into the mix as well. So I think we always try to keep a good lineup going. And this last summer's might have been our most diverse. But it turned out very well.
Oh, it did. You know, and I'll be honest, as we finalized the list, because you do want those mainstays that have helped you sell tickets and bring people to the show, and then you want to keep it fresh as well. I was a little bit concerned looking at it going, is this going to work? Because it was so diverse. And I think people turned out and they loved that aspect. And my goodness, everybody just, as we talk about it so many times, everybody just elevates their game so incredibly. And it was so cool to see that mix just come together so perfectly.
Yeah, it was a good one. And you always got to start strong out of the gate. And we've done that for 6 years now at the Band Jam. So we're going to do it again next year.
Yes, and everybody survived Skell just fine, including Skell. So great stuff. And we appreciate everybody being a part of our fun. And just keep in touch with us here at the Grassroots Show. And if you have songs that you would like to have heard on this show, email us at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. If you'd like to get on the concert calendar, that's another way to do that as well. And don't forget, I hate to say it, but we're a month away from Thanksgiving. you know what I mean? You know what happens after Thanksgiving? It means we'll be putting together a Christmas show. So,
you know, when we were sitting here talking about what to talk about, I intentionally did not mention that because I'm like, it's still October. And there you go. You bring it up.
Well, you know, the funny thing is I was just reading a story from a psychologist group that was saying listening to Christmas music too early is damaging to you. Okay, well, we're not going to listen to that Christmas music. We just want to have it on file. And it seems like we're always begging for it the second week of December. So I'm just trying to head off any concerns.
All right.
I won't bring it up again. Let's get to the music. Hey, we've got Nameless in August visiting with us on the show tonight. They've just dropped a brand new album this weekend. And I'm so excited to hear this because I love their last album, Wheelhouse. Anxious to hear what they have.
Yeah, we had them on this maybe 3 years ago, probably. So it's been a while. It's going to be great to catch up with them, for sure.
Absolutely. So we'll visit with a couple of members of Nameless in August. But first, we're going to get into a little Appalachian Doom Gospel and their song, Please, to kick off the show.
All right. And I say we follow that up with some Shagdog Melonhead, Past Grassy winning song, Just an Idea.
All right. And this segment brought to you by our friends down at the Meat Locker Recording Studio. If you had the need to create and want to have something heard here on the radio, go to the Meat Locker Recording Studio because we've had Past Grassy Award-winning songs as part of this show from that very place and just songs in general, too. Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler, helping to present our grassroots show here on The Rock Station 97.7.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
We're back on our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. In our second segment, since show number one has been presented by The Rainbow Inn, and I saw them advertising for you to come down and enjoy some man cans for some football games over the weekend. And, well, you can do that just about every day of the week, too. They're open 6 days a week for your enjoyment, Monday through Saturday, 323 2nd Street in Freeport. Man cans are always ice cold.
Yep, and you can catch those during the Penguins games as well. So there you go. Yeah, there Pens you go. And college football.
How about it? And some good eats and some good friends. You'll meet some good people down there.
Yes, you will. I vouch for that.
Yeah. Well, we are going to visit with the band Nameless in August, at least two of the representatives. We've had these guys on before. Big fan of their last album. I've played it a lot and real anxious to hear their new material. We were very impressed. I remember you talking when we had them in the studio of their material that they did here in the studio, which, of course, we're rather primitive here. So we're always impressed when they do a good job. But we want to welcome Jeremy Colbert and Zach Rock from Nameless in August. Hi, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going?
Good to hear you and have you back on the show here tonight. You guys are releasing, well, they have just released a brand new album. It's out on the streets, and listeners out there can get a hold of it. You guys just had a kind of an official CD release show this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. We decided to kind of do our own show. We put together a really nice event at the Rose Barn in North Park and had our friends Ferdinand the Bull open up the show. And, we're really excited to have the album out there.
That's awesome. Let's give a little background on where you guys are from and introduce your both of yourselves to the listening audience out there, but introduce the other band members, too. Zach, let's start with you.
Sure. This is Zach, and the band started back in 2011 when our banjo player and myself, Jason Bouzon, we started an open mic night together, just banjo and acoustic guitar, and then just more people started coming to the open mic night, and more musicians started coming, and Jeremy started coming every week, and eventually he's there enough to learn our material, and that's been 5 years now, and so just another member, the bass player, the same thing happened. He just started showing up to the open mic night. He started playing with us. We all just kind of formed right there, gelled right there at that open mic night in the South Side.
And Zach, you're the lead vocalist of the band, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And I play a little guitar.
And some guitar, too? Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I do. I'm going to admit I play guitar.
And, Jeremy, you play a lot of guitars and do some background vocals as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Zach and I play off of each other. I tend to take the leads if leads are required, and love doing harmony vocals. I've got a couple of lead vocals. We've got two tracks on the album where I'm actually singing lead this time around, so that's also different for us on this album. But typically our lead instrumentalist is our banjo player.
And you guys do it. I mean, the harmony you guys create is fantastic. I will say that. And for listeners out there, I would imagine you'll find it very pleasing to hear anything by Nameless in August. I've been very impressed with it. Give us a little background on the name, guys. Where did the name Nameless in August come from?
It's probably exactly what you think, but or not. But it is. You know, Jason and I started playing in May. And we started getting gigs in May, and we started getting gigs in June. And, you know, people were booking us for July, and we're like, well, come on, we got to have a name for these shows in July. Let's book us as whatever. We got to have a name. And I said, well, we cannot. July came about. We still don't have a name. It's July 29th or so. And I'm like, Jay, we cannot be Nameless in August. Like, we got to get something on. Like, when people are booking us, we got to give them a name. We cannot be Nameless in August. And we are.
And it stuck.
It works. I like it.
Yeah. It's catchy, and hey, it's got a great storyline behind it. That's cool.
I mean, I don't know. I think a lot of people like band names that are just so abstract and that you don't know where the heck it came from. And I think I wish we had a name that was very abstract and people would have to ponder for years upon what the heck it means. But ours is pretty self-explanatory in one sentence. But that's all right, though.
Well, it's kind of been a running joke that we would come up with different stories along the way. So when people ask us that question, we would just like kind of, you know, trade out these made up stories about where we got the name from.
So the next time
we did it right there for the first time.
You,
we like you guys. I'm not going to mess with you. We probably told the story already last time.
So. The pause for effect was meant to be there.
I was going to review my notes there. Okay.
So the next time we talk with you, we expect a really good story.
Got it.
Scars.
Well, you see, I was dropped off at my mom's house in August, and I didn't have a name. I was an orphan.
And that's the start. Sounds like a song.
Yeah.
Scars and Stars, the name of the album. Where did that? How did that devolve or evolve? I guess
we decided to go with the name of an album that has a title track. So Scars and Stars is the album is named after one of the tunes on the album, and Scars and Stars, the song, is actually the. One of the oldest songs on the album. It's one of the ones we've written. Actually, we were writing Scars and Stars, and it was about complete whenever we were recording Wheelhouse. So there was actually some talk about even naming the first album Scars and Stars because we really were enjoying that song at the time that we were writing it and recording. And it wasn't on the first album, and that obviously didn't happen. So it's been around for a while, and there was some hesitation about naming this album that because it had been around so long. But the song itself, we kind of have all on separate occasions kind of felt like it's a little bit of a theme song for us as a band and as individuals. And just lyrically, it kind of goes through the just the idea that, you know, in life, you're gonna have troubles. You're gonna have scars. You're gonna have things that you always have to look back and deal with and move beyond. But there's also always stars. And the line of the song is the stars are there to hang your hopes on. So it's kind of that juxtaposition between you know, just kind of the challenges and the moving forward and the persistence of it all.
Let's give a listen to one of the songs. One of the songs you're going to present to us here is called Name of the Game. Can you give us a little background on that? Because I know we're going to hear Scars and Stars as we progress here. But tell us about Name of the Game.
Sure. Name of the Game is a fun, upbeat song from the band. and it kind of is a fun, playful, flirty love song. It's probably one of the most playful songs on the album, and it actually features guest musician Allison Parker on fiddle. She plays with the Tiger Maple String Band, so she's got a nice couple of nice moments in this song.
Let's give it a listen. It's Nameless in August. They've got a brand new album out. It's called Scars and Stars, and this is their one track from that brand new album that's out this weekend. It's called Name of the Game. Here tonight on The Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7, and streaming as well, 977rocks.com.
You never know until you play your hand. Before she knows it, oh, you never. on some things that'll never change.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
We're back on the Grassroots Show tonight, The Rock Station 97.7. In this segment, brought to you by our friends at Bros's Superette, where they've got various cuts of steaks, deli meats, cheeses, homemade sides and salads. It's home to Butler's best hot sausage. And if you're starting to think ahead to the holidays, oh, wait till they smoke a ham for you. But if you're planning maybe a football get-together or hockey get-together, whatever, they've got a great line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese, all kinds of things that you can use for your party or for your evening meal, or if you're just hungry for lunch, they always have some great stuff fresh made that will take care of that. It's all happening high on the hill, right on the price, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein in Butler. That is Bros's Superette. Just hearing some songs from the brand new Nameless in August CD. It's called Scars and Stars. Jeremy Colbert and Zach Rock are with us from the band. Guys, let's talk about the other members that you have, too, and maybe a recap on Devil's Song that we just heard.
Sure. I love that song. It's a puncher, man. It's like, just right to it, you know, snare drop, and then we're right into it. Patrick McGinley, our bass player, had a majority of the influence on that song, lyrically and definitely musically. Really happy with the day that he stopped over and was like, I got this little riff I'm going with here, and a verse. So Patrick McGinley on bass, and Jason Bouzon plays banjo, five string, Jeremy Colbert and singing vocals on and guitar, and Zach Rock vocals and guitar, and the newest member, Pete Peters, is our drummer. Picked up Pete earlier this year in March, solid guy, just great to work with, fun, educated musician, knows a lot about sound. So that's the five of us that are here. We were drumming with a different guy when we were back on the show back in 2014. Mm-hmm. But he had moved out of state, and we had a new friend, so we're loving Pete. But Devil Song, she's a good one.
And a little bit of a different writing style. So you, give us a little bit of an idea. You said that your bass player brings that particular song in. Is it primarily songwriting between Zach and Jeremy, or how do the songs come together for Nameless in August?
That's the funny part, because that's the only time Patrick and I, well, not the only time we've written together, but, you know, we've only written together a handful of times. And we've had some fruitful writing sessions, and we should write together more. And Jeremy and I have written together only a handful of times, and we've had fruitful sessions, and we should write together more. I just think that we have this everyone has to be involved attitude, because we do write together a lot. That's how majority of the writing comes. I think that kind of slows us down. I don't want to get all negative on it, but, you know, I think we talk about this a lot, but sometimes it's good to just have a Jeremy and Zach session, get it done, push through, get a strong structure down, and then bring it to the guys. But I don't know if we're just still young. We don't know if it's the proper. There's no right or wrong way to do it, so we don't know what the proper process is. But we can do it. Any philosophy that we go with is any way that a song comes out, whether it be one on one, solo, all five of us, four of us, any combination. We just try to make a song. Okay. Jeremy, do you have anything else to add to that?
Yeah, the only thing I'll say is that on this album, you know, there's a every song kind of has a bit of a different dynamic as far as who brought, you know, the majority of material to it. There's two tracks on the album where it was, you know, mostly our bass player bringing material. There's a track where there's actually a couple tracks where Zach's brought in the song, you know, brought in the song with pretty much completion. I have two songs on there that were brought in pretty much completion. And then there's a couple of them that we were just sitting together and piecing together, like Zach said, is kind of like all four or five of us, you know, in a room. And it is a bit of a sculpting process with us. And I think that, as Zach mentioned, that can be a slow process. It can be frustrating at times. But I think the end result is definitely worth it, because the arrangement and attention to detail that we've put into this album and all of these songs is we're actually really proud of, and I think it turned out pretty great.
It's easy for us as consumers of your music to compare to what you have done, but do you feel that this is an album that will be comparably sounding like your previous album, Wheelhouse? I mean, I know we've played songs like Apocalypse, Soybeans, Freight Train, for example. Will people hear something similar to that, or do you feel that the sound for Nameless in August has evolved since you released that album?
I love the question. Go ahead.
I'm just totally evolved. You know, and as you've heard, if your listeners have been familiar with Wheelhouse, you know, the biggest change is that this is a more rockin' sound. We've got full drum kit. The drums are very, very featured on this album. Some people might even, you know, be asking the question, is this the same band? And that's kind of the contrast, I think, in the album. It's definitely a pretty big evolution, in my opinion.
The writing's still there. It's of course it's the same band, but this album itself is a rock album at times. But I think the messages are the same, and the feeling, you know, the honesty's there.
Yeah.
But it's just, yeah, it's timbre. It's just the way it sounds. Literally, it's a little different.
Where did you guys record the album? How did that and where did that process evolve?
We had been looking to work with Tree Lady Studios and work with Dave Heideck over there. And we kind of tried to set up a couple of sessions, and we went over to their studios when they were in Turtle Creek. And things got a little bit pushed back on our end because our drummer had to move out of state pretty abruptly. And then it got pushed back on the studio's end because they ended up deciding to move out of their space and merge with another studio called The Church. And The Church is in the South Hills, it actually ended up working out really great because these are, you know, two of, you know, my personal favorite studios, or at least among my personal favorite studios in Pittsburgh, and they came together to merge and kind of form one. So we actually recorded at The Church, but we were working with Dave at Tree Lady, our other engineer, Daniel Carbajal, he did most of our tracking and engineering, and it was a pleasure to work with him too. So we kind of did the majority of it out of The Church studio and with Daniel at his studio.
Did you hear that, like Willie Nelson and Van Morrison, when they were in town, they laid down a few tracks?
Yeah, I heard about that.
I was shocked when they're like, well, they went to The Church and Tree Lady to do it. Yeah. I was like, working with the same engineers we did. So I was like, man, I wonder how either they are that good or just random. They're a great place to work, a great group to work
with.
Yeah,
they really are. They're top quality.
Wow.
They're absolutely.
Well, if those two guys just happened to stroll in when they were in town, I would imagine there's some kind of reputation,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, I was going to say so.
Yeah, that's impressive. Yeah. Well, the album is out. The official release party was this weekend, and we need to find out where the listeners can consume your new album, Scars and Stars. It's Nameless in August. Guys, tell us where they can find you on social media and where they can pick up a copy of this album.
Yeah, absolutely. Best way to keep updated on what we've got going on is on Facebook. So just search for our name, Nameless in August, on Facebook and give our page a like over there. You can also find our website at namelessinaugust.com. And we're also on Instagram and, you know, all the, you know, general social medias. We've actually got a show coming up that your listeners might really enjoy. We're going to be opening for Driftwood at Club Cafe on November 10th. And we've also got Striped Maple Hollow on the bill with us. So it's going to be Striped Maple Hollow, Nameless in August, and Driftwood at Club Cafe on November 10th. And I think that's a Saturday, and we're really looking forward to that show.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, they just had their release party at the Rose Barn, and guys, we wish you the best of luck, and can't wait to hear the entire album. We're going to sample two more of the songs. You kind of talked about that title track, Scars and Stars. Let's talk about the final two songs, including City Bench, that we're going to hear.
Sure. As I talked about Scars already a little bit, it's definitely got some of the more deep lyrical content and imagery on the album, and the album imagery itself, as far as the artwork, kind of reflect that a little bit, which actually that turned out great too. Our friend Kevin Emma Heiser did our artwork, and we're really thrilled with that. But the song itself is a slow builder. It's a journey in itself. So it starts off with just Zach and Jason and Zach's vocals, and by the time it ends, you know, you've got a whole wall of sound hitting you. So definitely a good journey.
This probably is the most lyrical song. Well, they're all lyrical, but this probably has I think you said it with the deepest lyrics, but lyrically this song carries the most weight on the record, if you ask me, and probably my favorite song on the record. And it used to be a throwaway song when we were just gigging around. It used to be a filler song. We're like, come on, we have nothing to play. Let's play City Bench, that one. Let's play that one that's a 6-8. Let's play that one that's a 6-8 and C and doesn't change at all. So that, we didn't even have a name. Like, let's play that one that just, yeah, that's in 6-8. And so, but then, like, as we kept playing it, it just grew. It grew on us like a freaking beanstalk. And like, it does reach. It's one of our favorite songs, and it was looked at as garbage at one point. Hmm. And essentially, you know, it was a filler, and now it's, I love it.
That's a great story. You guys have a real problem naming yourselves, don't you?
Yeah, nameless on the CD.
Yeah.
Some great stories today. Jeremy Colbert, Zach Rock, appreciate the visit with you. Truly, and I mean it when I say I love your material, and I'm so anxious to hear the entire album, the new one called Scars and Stars, Nameless in August. Guys, thanks for sharing your story and your material tonight on The Grassroots Show.
Thanks, guys.
Here it is.
Thank you.
Nameless in August on The Rock Station 97.7.
It's a short hike. This won't be a short hike. Looking up at the sky, take what falls into your eyes. The scars are there. Maintain your heart. It's the fall to the floor, yet you triumph once more. And all that's happened before, that don't matter no more. The scars are there. Maintain. It's not a fast heartbeat, lights are burning out. You're thinking that you figured this all out. Oh, it sort of turned out the way I let it be. You ain't gotta go dancing in the dark. hold on. City bench doesn't have to be cold. A violin doesn't have to sound old. Locked out of my mind, trying to decide if the west wind is headed east. But for now, take the nails out of my hands. Let me live a bit, I'm only human. Those me I'm talking to, it's my voice I hear. Oh, I'm saying this now. My head is strong, my heart is weak. I should listen when you speak. Say we can just take it all slow. But this life takes a time, you know. Got the worries trying to weigh me down, but choose not to carry on as I stroll town to town. I might take myself to a lake, I might take myself to a strange. All my thoughts are sinking now. I'm a liar and I'm coming to thinking now. But I'll just listen when you speak. Say we can just take it all slow. But there's a light, takes a time. You know,
don't know what it is, it's on my heart now. Rosie Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. And Rosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie's Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back here on the final segment of our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Last but not least, but also most important, our friends at P&W Construction helped present this show, and we appreciate their involvement in helping us to present local music every Sunday night on the Rock Station.
Going on 3 years, three plus years now, easily.
So, yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much, P&W.
Yeah, we appreciate the support of the show and you listeners out there as well. You know, it's gratifying to be out and about and people bouncing into us saying, you know, I love that local music show, Grassroots. We hear that a lot, and that's saying a lot about, I think, the musicianship that we find and try to brag about here every Sunday night. You know, there's always something exciting out and about and playing, and you know, lots of open mics and places to play, and that seems to be growing a bit too.
Yeah, there's a lot of that, and I've been doing a bit of traveling myself and getting the chance to hit a lot of different open mics in different areas as well. And but I'll tell you what, I've been able to compare a lot of scenes, not Nashville, yeah. But you know, but just other music scenes, and we really do have something going on here. I'm telling you from personal experience and witnessing it. So
yeah.
Well, keep it going.
You know, I think there's just, this is just as one sample, but one thing that sticks out in my mind from the past week, we've talked a lot about Steamworks Creative down in the Gibsonia area and the events that they have going on there. And obviously they created that with a certain mindset intent where they wanted to showcase artists, but also do it in a respectful manner. And to see the amount of people, some of the pictures that I've seen from that location, that's impressive to see that people are gravitating to see local musicians.
Yeah, it's a true listening room. That's you know, how they kind of bill that. And so you go there, and that's what you're there for, is to listen to that artist. So yeah. That's just pretty neat.
And to see some of the successes that I've seen pictures from some of the open mics, too, that have been pretty well attended. So there's a lot going on, a lot of good in this scene, and a lot of great bands. And we're going to wrap up the show tonight with a couple of great bands that are, well, a band that actually is coming out of the Los Angeles area, but is very well locally connected, and they're going to be coming through. They're on tour right now, and they are going to be playing Western Pennsylvania in December. Circle your calendar. I think it's December 15th at the Lindora Hotel, the band Plenty Heavy, that is led by guitarist Greg Mara, who grew up in this area. He's bringing his talents back to the Lindora Highfield area.
Yeah, and he's been super active on social media, especially Facebook, and he's got a lot going on. So, yeah, get over there and check him out, and don't miss him December 15th.
Yeah, Plenty Heavy. We're going to play their song, Face First, coming up here to wrap up the show.
All right, and then I say we take it out with some juvenile characteristics, and we'll send our well wishes to one of their members who had a bit of an incident, Jason Hummel. And so hopefully they were able to bind things back together. So I guess we'll take the show out with their song, Bound.
And we'll see you again next week for local music here on The Rock Station 97.7 and our Grassroots Show, presented in part by Shady Lady Productions. I'm Bob. That's Utah. And listen to local music.
Got away from me. I can't. With a mind so full of wonder, back when he knew he could. Oh, he was so much younger. So the years rolled quickly by. That twinkle in his eye slowly began to die. Listen, when you ask why, oh why, oh. We're bound by what we know, so it's time. Told
Some said no, that's much too bold. He found his path in life. They couldn't see that he was right. Why, oh, why, oh. We're bound by what we know. So it's time to let it go. So it's time to let it go. So it's time to let it go.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Looked at the calendar lately? Winter's coming, but you won't mind driving a well-equipped, all-wheel drive and all-new for 2019 Honda Pilot. They're pretty awesome, and we've been stocking up. Browse our selection at HondaNorth.net and pick out the Pilot you want today at Honda North. WLER, Butler Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Yeah. station comes close.
You can't handle the truth.
The Rock Station 97.7. Station 97.7.
Yeah.
97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station 97.7.
Take rock next.
The Rock Station.
The Butler Radio Network Marketing Department specializes in helping local businesses grow through cost-effective, targeted advertising. With the right audience and enough frequency, your advertising dollars can provide a tangible return on investment. Our goal is to make your job easier by providing radio for every lifestyle, meaning with unique radio formats, we can reach enough of the right customers to positively impact your business. The secret formula for advertising success comes down to this: what you say times how many times you say it. Call us today for more information or visit our website at butlerradio.com and click on advertising. The Butler Radio Network family of radio stations. We live here, we employ here, we spend our money here, and we'll help your business make more money. I'm Kathy Gregory Steiner, and I love what we do.
Yes, that's Christmas music you hear, because the Butler Radio Network elves have been hard at work for months planning the 54th annual Spirit of Christmas Parade, and we're now accepting entries to be a part of this fun event. We're looking for businesses, organizations, nonprofits, churches, civic groups, sports teams, even friends and neighbors to enter floats in our nighttime parade scheduled for November 24th in downtown Butler. This year's theme is a hometown Christmas, past, present, and future. All entries are encouraged to use the theme as the basis of their float and must include the use of lights. Deadline to enter is October 31st, so get your group together and join us in lighting up Main Street and kicking off Butler's Christmas season. Registration forms and complete details are available at butlerradio.com.
Hi, I'm Alexa. I think about all kinds of things, like why do you ask so many questions? Shut up, let's rock.
It sounds like a great idea.
The Rock Station. Station 97.7.